Hello, everyone, and thanks so much for tuning into the KevCast. I'm your host, Kevin Winder, author of Getting Better When You Can't. This is a podcast that's designed to help you see beyond everything. I believe you'll find the content interesting, engaging, and even life-changing. Please check out my website at www.kevinwinder.com and be sure to sign up for my weekly newsletter entitled Winder's Windshield. Thanks so much for tuning in, and now on to the KevCast. Hello, everyone, and thanks so much for tuning into the KevCast. I'm your host, Kevin Winder. Welcome back to another episode, and welcome to our series. We are in the midst of a series, if you're not aware, about how I can ruin your new year. And what this is an examination of integral theory, spiral dynamics, you could call it stages of faith, the evolution of consciousness. I'm looking at all these things from a perspective because, man, look at our world. We are in the midst of it. People are confused. People are polarized more than ever. And we need some clarity to figure out why this is all going on and how do we get out of it? How do you keep from getting sucked into it? And so if you haven't tuned in to any of the previous episodes, I want to invite you to go back and check them out. Today, we are examining the ruin of science. The ruin of science. And of course, we had the tribal consciousness. Then we moved into warrior consciousness. Then we moved into traditional consciousness. And now we're into the scientific era, or what many people call modern consciousness. And the scientific worldview is the very best picture of modern consciousness. And it really explains how people think. Now, a big portion of our world is in this stage, as you can tell, as well as some of the other stages, as you can also tell. But what's happening, which is really amazing, is the adolescence of our binary consciousness, our on-off switch that is either-or kinds of thinking, that is on full display right now. I mean, just turn on the news, and it's like, pick a team. You know, if you're not on one team, then you got to be on the other team, and if you're not on our team, then you're a jerk, you're stupid, you're an idiot, right? You know, many people who have otherwise progressed beyond the tribal stage of consciousness are actually regressing back into the us versus them state. You know, this tribal, this warrior, this us versus them, it's on par with the Bloods and the Crips. You know, and for many of us who never grew up in a gang environment, from the outside looking in, it just seemed so silly to have a turf war based on, you know, what street you're on. And obviously, gangs go way deeper than that. They provide community and everything else. But we really examined all of those stages of consciousness in the ruin of the tribe and the ruin of the warrior and the ruin of the tradition in the previous episodes. But here we are. We're supposed to be a modern scientific world, and everybody, not everybody, but so much of our population has reverted back into a basically a gang mentality of us versus them. Be a resistance, you know, or whatever. So it's really interesting because the scientific or this modern stage of consciousness is supposed to be when facts replace our judgments and our assumptions, right? Most Americans would describe themselves as modern and they describe themselves at the scientific level. But in reality, if the facts do not promote empathy for the other side or for those who differ or for the other person, if your facts do not promote empathy for the other person, then we are suppressing the truth. Because there are facts that should enable you to be empathetic towards the plight of others. And if you can't be empathetic towards the plight of those people, then you're suppressing the truth. You see, true science doesn't get to pick its favorite side of the truth. True science is a pursuit of the truth, regardless of the outcome. regardless of our opinion, regardless of our emotions, our feelings. Those are not part of the scientific equation. And the scientific worldview has really done some good things, and it's transcended while including previous stages. And the heart of this level is really entrusting ourselves to the scientific process, which is bigger than any individual's opinion. And as a result, science transcends the tribal and the warrior groupthink, because the objective takes over the subjective. The objective takes over the subjective in the scientific worldview. Now, such value is placed upon empirical, measurable, repeatable data that gradually those who obtain this level often begin to diminish the subjective as though it were untrue. You know, you kind of can imagine Dr. Spock from the TV show Star Trek. You know, his framework of facts over emotion typifies this kind of scientific perspective. So by sticking to the facts, we can set aside our differences for the sake of a common goal, can't we? The modern consciousness has proven how we can rise up collectively to overcome numerous challenges. So the advancements in medicine, the advancements in engineering and technology, and the infrastructure of our world, they've enabled us to vastly find different people, very diverse people, to come together and to bring the world collectively out of poverty and into the modern era. And it's the scientific worldview that has helped contribute to that progress. And all higher stages of consciousness, this is an important thing for you to realize, all higher stages of consciousness have the power to bring unity out of diversity. And science has certainly done that. And so what you see in the lower levels is diversity, right? The tribe is, it's our family against everybody else. The warrior is our collective community, our larger gathering against the opponent, the enemy, the other collective community who's different than us, right? The tradition is moving into a rational consciousness because it's creating structures around the organization. But the structures around the organization depict who's in and who's out. And so there's still this other thing. But only when you begin to hit the higher level, starting in the scientific place, do we begin to see people saying, look, let's put aside our differences and focus on the common objective. And that's a good thing that science has done. Now, the reality often differs from the ideal, right? I mean, the scientific mindset is adulterated once we seek to use it to serve the needs of a few. So once the scientific worldview kind of moves out of what can we do to progress all of humanity, and it becomes, hey, what can we do to progress our corporation or our group, then it actually ceases to be the scientific worldview. It actually regresses into tribalism. It becomes a manipulation that's masking science. It's not science at all. So we are now in a world that thinks it's scientific, but in fact has regressed into tribalism. And inserting a bias into the process is always an abandonment of science. So what you see now is industry uses science to promote their products rather than to promote the truth or the betterment of mankind. And so it thinks it's in the scientific worldview, but it's actually in the tribal worldview. It's manipulative. It's inserting its bias. You see this when the scientific studies come out that say tobacco is not that harmful. You see it with the pharmaceutical companies promoting these drugs and these rescue drugs that aren't even intended to be for what they are, but they have another use that they might be able to use them for. Or genetically modified organisms being introduced into our food sources. The lobbyists that are behind sugar and dairy and beef and agriculture, right? All of these institutions are controlling our government And they are trying to utilize science for their benefit, not for the benefit of the entire world. So it ceases to actually be scientific. Now, for many in the scientific and the modern mind, truth is limited to empirical reality. And what that means is only those things which are measured, which are tested or objective, can be seen as true or real. And as the scientific understanding of the cosmos disproved literal interpretations of sacred texts and Bible stories, religion was put on the ropes as fiction, and its adherents were viewed as intellectually deficient, right? We saw this when, and we see it today, even like in different kinds of debates and gatherings and the electoral process or wherever, when somebody who has a faith is asked if they believe in evolution. And if they say, well, no, I don't believe in evolution, they're mocked and ridiculed by our culture as being completely irrational, right? So, of course, those whose religious faith is stuck in the tribal, in the warrior, or the traditional stage, when they face this kind of criticism, they're going to just dig in their heels and resist the claims of science. And we see this all the time, right? We have people who are insisting the world was made in 6 days. They're rejecting all of the cosmological data that's out there about our stars, about the age of the earth, about these kinds of things. And they simply say, nope, the Bible said 6 days, so it must be 6 days. They rejected the claims of science. And, you know, to be fair, not all the claims of science are actually scientific. But even here, we start to see that we're not operating at the higher level that we think we're aspiring to. Even between science and religion, we've seen the Bloods and the Crips emerge again and again, where we just pick a side and join a team. And I've said it all along, and I'll keep saying it, the moment you join a team, you have lost, because you have no longer the ability to show empathy for the other side, which means you've lost the power of love, which means all you can do is defend your turf and get madder, get more angry, and try and find more data, more junk, more evidence. And it's an endless cycle that leads to nowhere. Now, we're at a time in our world where the discoveries of quantum science and the trajectory of theology are actually converging into the same space. Science is abandoning the notion that all that can be true is empirically measurable. Science is actually dependent on mathematics. It's dependent on logic. It's dependent upon truth. And yet none of those things, mathematics, logic, or truth, can be empirically observed, right? How wide is the number three? How heavy is a law of logic, right? What is the taste of truth? Is it salty or something else? These things are not empirically measured, but we know for a fact that they're true nonetheless. So consciousness is clearly something other than just our brains in action, because the mere observance of something changes that something. That's the discovery in quantum physics. Now, this is actually the ruin of science. And it's the ruin of science in the sense that it's the inclusion of it into a stage that embraces not only scientific truth, which has historically only been empirical, but it's the embracing of scientific truth that is not measured solely by those means. Now, that's fascinating. So the old empirical ideals of only the facts that I can see, taste, touch, those are the only things that are real, those are the only things that are true, is going away. It's being integrated into a larger system of truth that incorporates empirical data as well as non-physical reality. For example, I mean, fictional stories contain truth, don't they? We don't need to prove the existence of the Grinch or go on some journey to find the real Mount Crumpet. Such details of the story of the Grinch who stole Christmas do not need to be historically true in order for the story of the Grinch to be true on an entirely other level. The changing of the heart is truth that is accessed on a completely different plane. And this gives us a lens to revisit Scripture and its contribution to humanity. Can you see how theology now and science are moving in the same direction? All right, as theology and science continue their search for truth and ultimate meaning, we've discovered that the closer each comes to the truth, the closer each comes together. And so any authentic pursuit of truth will bring people together and will raise the collective consciousness. So whether a person places their faith in truth via science or via theology, they are both on the same quest of faith in the truth for the sake of others. Those are higher levels of consciousness. But a raising consciousness means that what we believe is totally true today will only be partially true tomorrow. Because it's evident that as we gain more truth, what we hold today is not total truth. Otherwise, we wouldn't be on a pursuit for it. Now, the existential reality can be grasped as reality. That's a huge turning point from, hey, things that aren't measurable aren't real and don't exist, right? Those in this framework grow up in a very different world, don't they? When you grow up in a scientific world that also has non-physical reality, you grow up in a very different framework. And if you're too young to grow up in a traditional place and you haven't really been exposed to tribal and warrior space, what becomes of you, right? This is what we're seeing in our world, and it's referred to as postmodernism. So to truly hold a higher stage of consciousness, we have to integrate previous stages into our framework. Remember, the ruin of a stage is not its complete loss. It's its integration into something wider. That's why this is called integral theory. Now, if we jettison any of our worldviews completely, we've not matured. We've just switched teams. And switching teams without changing how you think is really not progress at all. It's just a lateral move. You've moved out of one ditch and crossed over into the opposite ditch. That's not progress. Now, millennials in our world are getting a lot of criticism these days, much like Generation X did and the boomers did before them. Next week, we are going to examine how the postmodern consciousness begins to unravel when its wide inclusion of the truth is held without the contributions of the previous stages. And that is what's taking place right before our very eyes, week in, week out, every single day on the news. And I am here to help you and prepare you to keep from getting sucked right into it. I hope you'll come back and check it out. Thanks so much for joining the KevCast, where we learn to see beyond everything. I hope this content has helped you, and I'd love to hear from you if you have any questions or comments or feedback. Until next time, I hope you have an awesome day, and I can't wait to have you come back real soon.